This is the intro of the intro of the introductory episode of Sounds Like Bliss. Before you go on and attune your ears to what's going to happen, let me provide some context. In January 2019, whilst my team and I were still conjuring this podcast, while the pieces of the puzzle were still coming together, I, as the unpredictable person that I am, decided that I wanted to go live on Instagram and record my introductory podcast episode. And the reason I wanted to do this was to show my community what courage in action looked like. Not all episodes will unfold in this way, and I promise that there is structure upon us in future episodes. But this was a fun way to launch into this world. It was fun to have my community there on Instagram, live with me, communicating with me, engaging with me as I launched this out into the world. I will warn you that there is some explicit adult language in this first episode of the podcast, particularly within the first 30 seconds. So if you have little ones around, please put your headphones in or save this episode for later. Welcome to my potty mouth and welcome to Sounds Like Bliss.
Okay, for those of you jumping on, you don't know what I'm doing. Give me a second while I compose myself, because I need to compose myself. This is exciting. I did go for it, and I'm fucking shitting my pants. Hi, friends. Hi. I have been given some very sage advice not to do what I'm about to do. It was wise. It was wise advice. I think it was quite solid advice, and yet I'm feeling frisky. Like, I'm sure that my team wanted to have this really beautiful, elegant, boom launch, and here I am just breaking the whole thing down because I'm a motherfucking rebel of light. You better believe it. So listen, this is what's going down. I'm not going to talk too much because I actually need to get in somewhat of a zone here. I've got a Google document in front of me. I've been putting off recording this bloody podcast. I won't say I've been putting it off, but I've been letting other things penetrate my priorities, let's say. And here I am, I got the mic, I'm hooked up, I'm ready to go. I'm going to start recording this bloody podcast so we can edit them and get them out there. So there are a few questions. In our earlier Q&A, someone asked me, how do you get over the fear of being visible? And I said, I would rather subscribe to the hard, that is my voice shaking and being nervous and feeling vulnerable, yet feeling like I'm on the edge of something, than living a mediocre life. And then I thought, you know what? I am going to freaking film myself shake with a wobbly voice. I'm going to let my community see me live. Record, like, what does it look like when you are recording a podcast, when you are making mistakes, when you are leaving little notes for your sound guy to edit that out, and oh, I want some music there, and oh shit, I got that wrong. I'm shaking like a leaf, okay? So I love you, and I feel like this will be valuable to you, maybe more so than the first 10 podcasts combined.
Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word, because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome.
Hello, humans. Hello, humans. How are ya? How the bloody hell are ya? I am so excited that you're here. Welcome to Sounds Like Bliss. We made it. I made it. I can only speak for myself. I made it. And I tell you what, I feel so relieved. I feel so relieved. And I'm sure you know what I mean when you have something in your body and in your heart and in your mind and you carry it around with you, you know, like it might be a great idea or there might be something on your heart that you want to say to someone you love or a grand gesture that you want to come out into the world with, and yet you don't, for whatever reason you don't, and you carry it around and it kind of metastasizes inside of you, reminding you, hey, I'm in here, let me out into the world. That has been Sounds Like Bliss, and that has been me for quite some time now. So here we are, and I can already feel it's like this pressure valve has been released, and I'm just going to take a breath out and come into receivership of this podcast for just a moment. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Here we are. It's the beginning of 2019. I'm going to have the best year ever. I don't know about you, but collectively, I hope that this is a space that we can turn up in and share about our lives, about our lifestyles, about the lives of the people that we care about the elements and constituents and the ecology of our life. You know, I want to chat about all the things that make me, me, all the things that make you, you. I'm going to have to take another breath out again because this is it. This is my jam. This is my jam. So take a deep breath in with me. And just let the breath go. So first, some gratitude to those of you who have been following along for a while. What is up? What is up? Maybe you have been playing in my world for quite some time. Do you remember those times when you may have left a comment on my blog? Yeah, those were the days. That's gone back into the archives. Maybe we've engaged on Instagram. Maybe you've come to a live event of mine. Maybe you're in my doTERRA tree. I'm so grateful that you're here in this ecology of me. Thank you. And now for those who don't know me, maybe you were recommended this podcast by a friend. Maybe you were tagged on Instagram. I'm equally as grateful. Welcome. Welcome to this. Welcome to Sounds Like Bliss. And welcome to my body of work. Let me introduce myself to you. My name is Tara Bliss. I live on the Gold Coast, on the east coast of Australia. I have a beautiful dog. Her name is Layla. She is a Ridgeback American Staffy Cross, and it's actually very important to me that you know that about my life. She's a big part of my life, and if you ever come over and play on Instagram, you'll see that. I hope that she makes you smile as much as she makes me smile. So what I want to do right now is I just want to take this first episode to feel things out. I'm feeling my voice shake a little bit, and it's reminding me of how alive I feel when I'm in the flow of bringing work to life. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you're doing something that's tasky and you don't really feel anything, but then when you're doing something that means a lot to you and something that's really calling you out to explore the edges of it, there's emotion there, there's energy there. And I'm feeling that right now. And maybe you can sense that in my voice, or maybe you can pick it up through the waves, through the waves of the quantum field. But right now, what I want to do is I just want to move and shake. I want to tell you what this podcast is about. I want to share with you a little bit about how I got here and what matters to me and why I've decided to use this as a platform to share with you and to be in conversation with you. So to tell you a little bit about my story, I was reflecting on this earlier. I feel like in the times, maybe in the past, I have been interviewed on a podcast, or maybe it's been a written interview and somebody's asked me about my story. Hey, Tara, how did you get to where you are today? Tell us a little bit about yourself. And what I noticed is I so often start my story from when I was a really young girl, or, you know, when I was in school, when I was a teenager, when I was in my early 20s. I've always felt as though I needed to give this great lengthy context into all of the things that have made me me, almost as though I am trying to justify the lifestyle that I have now, which is just fucking incredible. I feel like the luckiest. I like saying lucky because it makes me feel good when I say that. You know, I feel incredibly honored and humbled to live this life that I live, which of course I'm going to share that with you. But in the past I have felt like I needed to justify that I needed to explain all the bumps along the way that got me there. I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to start my story. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my professional life and how I got here. And that really goes, I'm going to start at 25. Normally I would start at 6 years old. I'm going to start at 25. And really, I am a 25-year-old young woman living in the snow mountains, traveling hemisphere to hemisphere, bartending, looking for what it is that I'm meant to be doing. I have this hunger in my belly. I am very multi-passionate. I know I want to do things with humans. I know I want to lead or guide or facilitate in some way. I had been very off track due to some dodgy but necessary lifestyle choices, if you know what I mean, and I know that you know what I mean. But I'm at a crossroads in my life. I am searching for work that will make me feel whole, that will encourage me to step one closer into womanhood. Up until this point, I've done anything you can think of. I have taught people how to bungee jump. I have lit Sambuca on fire. I have been a fully qualified hairdresser. I have made pizzas. I've really done anything. I've managed restaurants. But here I am on a blog, journaling about my life, journaling about the insights that I'm receiving. I am taking these digested thoughts that I'm having about life and consciousness and humanness and fear and love and all of the things, and I am expressing onto a blog which two people are reading. That's where it begins for me. And that's where it will always begin with me. I hope that is where it will always begin with me, by remembering that two people are reading and two people are listening. What do I have to offer here? And so that decision kind of accidentally had me end up as a life coach. I was writing every day and every week until people came knocking down on my inbox. Let me pay you. Let me pay for your perspectives. So it was, I want to say random, but of course we know that that's not true. It was not random. When we look back and connect all these dots together, we can often see all those little stepping stones that brought us to where we are. So the coaching turned into writing, and that turned into speaking, and then all the writing and the speaking turned into self-publishing a book, and all of that was just such a wonderful, wonderful roller coaster. And then I found myself with the most beautiful gift on my lap, and that was the doTERRA business opportunity. For those of you who don't know doTERRA, doTERRA is the world's largest essential oils company. And this fell in my lap after I sent out a prayer into the universe on a new moon in January 2015. And I said yes, and I stepped into it. And I stepped into the most beautiful, transformational, challenging, abundant, opportunity-laden experience that I could have. And now, you know, 4 years later, I'm about to celebrate my four-year anniversary. We have positively impacted the health of more than 50,000 households around the world, which is so beautiful. I have the pleasure to work with leaders all over the world, and together what we do is we work with abundance principles, and we generate and develop leadership in one another, and we really are making the world a better place, impacting those not just, you know, who are buying their essential oils every month, but the whole supply chain. And so you may hear me talk about this from time to time, but I am forever indebted to this beautiful company that has allowed me to express my gifts in a way that I'm not sure I would have had I not found it. So to all of you who are on my team, to all of our customers, and to the entire doTERRA community, what's up, my people? Hi, what's going on? What's going on? I will have you know that before I got on here, I deeply inhaled Siberian fir and I applied peppermint touch around my temples and my forehead. Oh, yeah. The last thing here I want to mention about my work before I speak more about this podcast is last year I had the absolute privilege of launching something that was burning such a fire in my belly and my heart, and that was my signature mentoring program, Rebels of Light. You are going to hear me talk about this beauty a lot in the coming podcast episodes. And the reason that I want to link that up here is because for those of you who are working a doTERRA business, now this certainly is not a doTERRA podcast, but what that opportunity allowed me to do is to free up myself in terms of time, finances, energy, and attention, where I can now build things like this podcast and like Rebels of Light that I'm truly so proud of, that again allow me to express and create in ways beyond my wildest dreams. So Rebels of Light was one of the highlights of my career. It was certainly one of the highlights of my 2018. And I am so enjoying the process of mentoring people deeply and lightly back into their own hearts so that they can be who they were born to be, which of course is the ultimate rebellion. So now let me introduce you to this podcast. Sounds Like Bliss, like so many of the projects that I collaborate with, has been in the pipelines for some time, kind of waiting for me to create the space for it, for its inception. And I really believe that that's how the creative process works for me. It's certainly how I relate with creation. It's a relationship. And if I can be in right relationship with that thing, then I'm creating an environment in which the work can come through and I can get out of the way. And I certainly hope that you're the beneficiary of that for many moons to come. This podcast has a personality, and she feels light and golden and curious and generous and very grounded. She feels playful and insightful and very yummy to me. If you can see the smile on my face now, she just feels scrumptious to me. It's a very nourishing place for you and for I hope. I can sense the connective tissue that she's going to send out there across the world. I can sense the element of home that she will bring to people, and I'm excited to facilitate that. So why this podcast and why now? This has always been one way that I've wanted to connect with people. I really believe in podcasting. I really believe in using voice and tone and inflection to relay a message. But there are two particular things, two particular people and two particular messages that struck me recently that had me really go on this, really move and shake on this. One of those people, believe it or not, is Gary Vee. Now, hang tight, hang with me here. I came across one of Gary Vee's videos on a whim, and often I just scroll through on those, but this particular day, I tuned in, and he said something really profound to me. He said, "You know what, motherfuckers?" He said, "The thing is, you all were doing something to get you to where you are now. And now that you are where you are now, now that you've reached some kind of mountaintop, you stop. You stop doing what you always did to get you where you are. And now you're wondering why you feel so lost." Damn. And boom. Those are the two words I thought. I thought about those days way back then where I was blogging twice a week, or at least every week. And I remember being in that momentum of creation and being in the cascade effect of that, how nourishing it felt to me to be connected to the creativity out there and within me, and also to my community. And I've noticed how that's shifted over the last few years. Granted, it's been a big few years. There has been loss, and there has been divorce, and there has been businesses being launched. But something he said struck me, and I just had this feeling within me, like, I want to be showing up in a way that is relevant, that is me, that is regular, and that has has the essence and the remembrance of the consistency that had built my body of work up until that point. So that inspired me a lot. And the other person's voice that I had in my head was Elizabeth Gilbert. And this particular opinion of hers rings so true in my heart. And it's basically this: you got to do it for you first. If you've read her incredible book, Big Magic, you'll know when she speaks to people who want to go out there and share their work with the world because they want to save people, because they want to help people, because they want to serve humanity. And I think it was really funny how she said in that book, it was a quote, "You can always tell the people who are being saved, you know, by the look of anguish on their faces, like, oh, please, I don't need saving. I don't need saving. Like, inspire me, delight me, sure. But please don't pretend like I need your help or that I need you to save me." That struck me a lot. I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, yeah, you're so right. And her theory around that was, do the work because you love the work. And eventually all love becomes help. I just love that so much. So listen, courage, creation, and collaborative leadership, they're the spirit of my businesses. They're the spirit of my creative process. They're my North Stars when it comes to being a creative woman. They are the core values and the DNA threads that are woven throughout my business. And we will continue to explore those three threads. You will find more about that on my website. Courage, creation, and collaborative leadership. I want you to just sit with that for a second. So as I say courage, just take a breath in. Courage. And let the breath go. And take a breath in as I say creation. Notice I didn't say creativity. Creation. And then let the breath go again. And now take a deep breath. This is one of my favorites. Just feel this collaborative leadership. And let the breath go. So each of these are elements that we can attune to, and those three words, those three beings really, courage, creation, collaborative leadership, they're woven into everything I do. You're going to get really, really familiar with them, and you'll see that they're like the golden thread that brings everything together for me. And the only reason I open up that process is I hope it inspires you to look at your own creative process differently, you know, whether that's in your work, in your relationships, in your personal spiritual practice. I love to bring reverence into my life in a way that's really practical and sometimes profane, but at the end of the day, always, always divine. So I want this space for you more than anything to feel conversational. I will be sharing heartfelt stories with you. There will be musings. I will have chats occasionally. Mainly it's going to be a solo cast, I must say, but occasionally I'll have chats with people who I find to be curious and wonderful. Curious and wonderful. I don't care how many Instagram followers they have. I don't care whether they're an influencer. I want to speak to people who I find curious and wonderful because I want you to enliven more of those qualities in your life too. So during a time where I am feeling personally a distinct desire to be more private and more boundaried, I want this to be a space where you feel like you can cozy up with a great friend who cares a lot about you. That's me. That's me. I care about you. And I generally want to spend this time with you. This particular platform feels like a container of intimacy for me. So thank you for hearing me in this space. There's a few things that I'm not interested in. Let me share those with you. I'm not very interested in sharing prematurely with you. I used to do this all the time. I used to share things always immediately as they were coming through. And I've pumped the brakes on that a little bit. I'm not really going to do that. Even these days, as I share poetry on my Instagram, most of the time what you're reading is stuff that I've written weeks or months ago. So I know how to protect my process from myself a little bit better these days. And that's actually just to gift more of that complexity of that process to me before I share it with the world. Having said that, sometimes I just call bullshit on myself and rebel against myself. And sometimes I very well may share something with you prematurely. That's just me. That's just how it rolls sometimes. I try not to put myself in too much of a box. I'm also not interested in using too much spiritual jargon. I don't want to use words that are too cerebral and fluffy. I want to bring this down to earth. I want us to elevate our energy by talking to each other with respect. I do not appreciate spiritual superiority. I have embodied enough of that myself already. I just want to have a normal conversation about things that mean a lot to me and hopefully to you as well. I'm also not that interested in being that much of an expert in any way. I'm a leader and I'm a mentor and I'm a futuristic thinker and feeler, but I have no interest in telling you what the way is. I believe the best thing for me to do on this platform is to share with you how I'm navigating my way so that you're inspired to navigate your way and whip out your own compass out of your own pocket. Here's what I am interested in exploring with you. I'm obsessed with the resilience of our human spirit. I can't get enough of it. I want to talk about it all the time. I want to talk about the things that make us strong and sensational and beautiful and sensitive. I'm interested in the way that pain and grief bless us with eventual and outstanding joy, because I really believe they do. I'm so interested in the process of creation and how we can tap into this in a way that does no harm and that elevates as many people as possible in this world. I want to explore my edges and I want to live an excuse-free life. I want to do this with you. I want to explore the edge of life with you. Living an excuse-free life means that you live so discerning and so compassionately and so you scrutinize yourself in the best, most loving, most productive type of way. You're constantly owning your own data. You're constantly like, wow, another story. Wow, there I go again in my victim. Wow, another decrowning, another displacement of my own power. So I want to explore this with you. You guys, join me. Jump on the train. I am interested in cultivating intimacy that is so deep and that is so sharp that it scares me. I'm interested in designing my life in such a way that my deep work and heartfelt desire to create takes up way more space in my life than it currently is. I want to design my life in such a way that my mind and body feel spacious and orderly and organized and ritualized and adequately prepared without, look, I'm no perfectionist. Like, that is not in my DNA at all. But I want to embrace this beautiful divine order and preparedness in my life and in my mind and in my schedule and in my businesses so that I can paradoxically feel more free, more wild, more sensual, more connected to the people that I love. And here's the thing, you guys, I am interested in becoming a better human being. I didn't used to like that word, better. You know, it's like we're all whole, we're born complete and whole and perfect, and we just need to let go and forget and remember who we are. And I totally believe that and I agree with that. But there's something that clicked with me recently, and my behavior can be better, and my thinking can be better, and my attitude can be better. I want to be more sensitive to the needs of our community as a whole. Being a better human makes that possible. So I'm not afraid of that word anymore. I'm not afraid of that word, like improving habits, improving processes, improving perspectives. I'm interested in that a lot. I really am. I am willing for this podcast to be imperfect. I have already observed myself already in this recording thinking, oh shit. But I'm willing for it to be imperfect. I'm willing for my voice to shake sometimes and to make mistakes and to speak for a little longer than I thought I would, or to speak a little shorter than I thought I would, or to say one too many times. I'm willing to show up here with you with little pieces of me on offer so that together we can go someplace new. May my inner inquiries prompt your own. Thank you so much for being here with me and with each other and for doing this together, rebelling with light, owning our power, embracing courage and creation and collaborative leadership. Yeah, that sounds like bliss to me.
Friends, thank you for being here today and for tuning in. I appreciate you and your presence like you wouldn't believe. So if you found value in today's podcast, I would love you to subscribe on iTunes and share this episode on your social feed of choice with your people. Instagram is my fave place to hang out. You can find and tag me there at Tara_bliss. And if you're feeling particularly generous, leaving a review on iTunes will help get these sounds into even more eardrums. So thank you in advance for that. For show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you, jump on over to tarabliss.com.au/episode0. That's episode the number 0. And subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment right here, right now. Bye-bye for now.